This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett vows to be a justice fearless of criticism as the U.S. Senate charges ahead with confirmation hearings on President Trump's pick just weeks before Election Day and as the country struggles to contain the coronavirus. The committee released a letter Sunday from the architect of the Capitol, saying that the hearing room has been set up in consultation with the Office of Attending Physician. Some U.S. senators are staying away altogether, attending remotely. Barrett draws on faith and family and prepared opening remarks for hearings that start Monday. She says she would bring a new form of perspectives as the first mother of school-aged children on the court. Thousands of people protested Sunday in Los Angeles to condemn Azerbaijan and Turkey's role in hostilities against Armenia and the separatist Nagorno-Karabakh region. The protests come as Azerbaijan and Armenia accuse each other of violating a Russia-brokered ceasefire that took effect at noon Saturday. Southern California is home to the largest Armenian population in the United States. The recent bout of fighting between the two sides started September 27th and left hundreds of people dead in the biggest escalation of a decades-old conflict. The Trump administration on Sunday called on Congress to pass a stripped-down coronavirus relief bill using leftover funds from an expired small business loan program as negotiations on broader packages ran into resistance. The administration's proposal, which Democrats dismissed as inadequate, was the latest twist in an on-again, off-again talk to try to secure more stimulus as the economy wavers because of coronavirus.